put the question of how exactly the machlokes Tabayin Rava regarding Chala Legochamra, specifically Chamra Legochala, how does that match up with Rava, what Rava and Abaye said in terms of Azlina Basar Shema Basar Taima. The Gemara here, as a prelude, doesn't spell it out, but sounds like the question of whether or not the reyach, you go basa the reyach or the tam of the yayin. If it smells like vinegar, my sense is, but the culinary experts will correct me if I'm wrong, is that food, before you start to really taste it, the food has gone off, you'll smell it first. What? No, I'm saying generally when food goes off,
if
you taste it, you might not taste it as fast as you'll smell it first. I don't know. That's my sense. So my assumption is that before wine tastes like vinegar, it's going to start to smell like vinegar. So Abaye and Rava argue when it starts to smell like vinegar, what is its status right then? And in this case, when you're pouring the wine into the vinegar, the vinegar has such an overpowering effect on the wine that as soon as the droplets of wine reach the airspace of the vinegar, they cause the wine at that point, hypothetically, obviously the wine is about to fall into the vinegar, but causes the wine to smell like vinegar. And thus, it has a din of vinegar falling into vinegar, not a din of wine falling into vinegar. And therefore, according to Abaye, who says that you go basa reach of the yayin and it's challah, it's vinegar, it's vinegar falling to vinegar. According to Rava, that you go basa the tam of the yayin, which is still yayin, is yayin falling into vinegar, and therefore it's mimishenu mina. Now, Rava's position on the surface at least makes sense. Abaye's position, we noted, was very difficult, because the Gemara says that rehe challah v'tay mechamra. According to Abaye, how do you determine whether something is mimimina or not? As Abaye says, Azlinan basar taima. So it doesn't matter what you call it, it matters what it tastes like. And it turns out, actually, Rabbi Kiva asked that question. Rabbi Kiva just says on Abaye, Kashali demabakach, the nikra chala, even if you want to say it's now called vinegar because it smells like vinegar, komakom leve kamal chala, the chamra vachala de shichra, la Abaye de aza basar taima, and lo have nimimino. If you have vinegar, I don't think you'll find this today, but if you have vinegar made from beer, and I think they just call it, what's the term? It's skunky? Is that the term when beer goes off? Skunky. And versus wine turns to vinegar. So apparently they didn't consider it skunky, they considered it vinegar or something like that. So the Gemara does talk about on the previous Amr, Chala de Chamra and Chala de Shichra, whether Azlinan Basar Shema Basar Taima. So the Gemara said, according to Abaye in that case, so Azlinan Basar Taima. Despite the fact that they're both called vinegar, so even if you want to say that something is something that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine is called vinegar, it doesn't matter for Abaye. You don't go basar shma, you go basar taima. The Gemara says that it's beferish called taima. Now, parenthetically, what's the nafgamina? If not, is what's the nafgamina whether something is called vinegar or not, as opposed to called wine? No, outside of the shita, yeah, Abigail. Kiddush on Shabbos, that'd be one afgamina. Maybe Lagabi Nisach on the Mizbeach also, whether it's called Yayin or not. It also might be an afgamina for Mekach HaMemkar. What bracha do you think you make on wine vinegar? Shahakol. I agree, that's tied to the Kiddush piece.
Why? Don't only drink.
It often is tied to the Kiddush piece. Yeah, Chaim?
If we hold like the Rabbanon, would there be any difference? Whether it's mimimino or mean lo mimino, either way, it's certainly going to be a large minority.
Can someone whack him over the head, please? Yeah. Adrian, you're closest. Can someone answer that question?
Question?
He says, if we hold like the Rabbanon, what difference does it make whether we hold it's called Chala or Shichra in this context? Can someone answer that? Who asked that question? Even better, who asked that question already?
He's up for a smack and two.
Good morning, guys. That was one of Rashi's Ryans that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because why would Abaye and Rava be shaka v'tari aliba the Rabbi Yehuda? And what's the answer to the question? Even if you didn't stop to think that somebody made that observation already?
The Tevel and
Yayin Esach. Where Mimimino is Osa B'mashah. I'm glad that you finally arrived at the question 3 months late. But
I'm not in the rush.
No, that's correct. See, you knew it. See, finally, it sunk in. Yes, that's exactly the point. That's the whole Rai of Rashi, and that's at Tosis Docha. Okay, it's exactly that point that Abai and Rabba are having a discussion that seems to be Shalom Lebi the Hilchasa, because we don't pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says that proves we do pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, and Tosis says no. There are cases where we do pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, namely by Yayin Esach and Tevel, Davashesh Lamatirin, and Alex, you are thinking of that Shach. Who doesn't defend the Rama, but says that the Rama's point would only be relevant in those limited cases. Shach and Simon Sadi Ches, right? Very close to the beginning, I think Sivkatan Hey. Okay. Fine. So, Rabbi Akiva Enger leaves it B'tzarach Iyun. It really seems like a very good Kasha. The Rishonim, actually, surprisingly enough, he didn't note, I mean, he may not have had. I don't know what. This is a Dr. Soloveitchik-esque question to ask, is what Rishonim did Rabbi Akiva Enger have in front of him? And I don't know, but this is a question that's addressed already by either the Ramban or the Rashba, and I think the Ritva also. And they try to deal with this, how exactly you make this work. I think to me the most logical, what's the obvious answer? I mean, it's not a compelling answer, but what answer would you give, perhaps? The kasha is a good kasha. So what, according to Abaye, that if reche chala, that it's now called chala, it doesn't matter, but it tastes like wine, and for the purposes of mimina, we go basar taima. Shalom?
You couldn't really just say reach the type of tam, you would start with the tam.
Correct. In other words, when we say reche vitame, we're debating what is the status of the yayin in terms of its taste. Reach is not a shame category, it's a tam category. Right. And therefore, what happens when you have a food that smells like one thing and to the taste buds may taste like another? How do we classify its taste halachically? That's what Rav and Abaye could be arguing about. It's a stretch, but that's what you might have to say. Shall we? Yes, in fact. Rashi does say, I think. Is it on Amud Beis or Amud Aleph? There was a line, there was a couple of words in Rashi. What's that? Yeah, maybe I thought maybe that's what Rashi was driving at. There was something. Is that me have the front the on Amud Aleph? I just see Rashi Amud Beis. Is there? Yeah. Well, you could have read it. I like this. Okay, this is what we call service. But the moral of the story, of course, is location, location, location.
Finger loops on your guitar.
No, it's the Rashi and Namasam of Vav Ben Aleph, I think, is more compelling. Rashi writes, Abacharma legochala, Misha shegia la'avir hakli, nepach hayayin berecho, lereach hachomet, v'kodem shenisarvu, hayu shavin berechon. Before they got mixed together, they were shavin bereach. He doesn't say shavin bishman, shavin berechan, which is why I think what Rashi is coming to preempt Rabbi Kiveri's question, which I'm very surprised Rabbi Kiveri doesn't point it out, that basically reach is another form of tam, not another form of shame. Okay. Okay. Anyway, fine. So that's step one in the Gemara. Step two. Hi, who would like to read? Somebody who hasn't written it. AJ, go ahead. Josh, I'll keep you on the radar screen, okay?
We're reading?
Bastiha.
Batiha Ovei Kachavim to be Israel?
Yeah.
So Batiha Ovei Kachavim to be Israel, Shapir Dami Israel.
Shapir Dami.
Shapir Dami, it's better.
No. What does Shapir Dami mean?
I was sure if it's better or equal or
no.
Shapir dummy.
Makes sense.
Closer. Shapir dummy means it's fine. That's all it means. It's fine, it's not a problem. However,
Yisrael deba ove kuchavim, Abai Omar Asr, Rava Omar Mutar. So Abai says Asr and Rava says it's better.
Now how does the Gemara explain this machlokas? What is the Nekudas machlokas according to the Masada Rasugya? Yeah?
So,
and this is by the one of those classic cases where it's not Rav and Abai speaking, because when it gets split up like this, it's the Gemara explaining.
So Abai Omar Asur Recha Miltihi.
Abai Omar Asur.
Asur.
Close quote.
Because Recha Miltihi.
Rava Amar.
Rava Amar Mutar and Recha Lav Miltihi.
Okay. So the Gemara explains that this is a machlokas of whether Recha Milsa Recha Lav Milsa. And from the continuation of what came before, it certainly sounds like the Gemara is trying to line up a series of issues about whether or not we give Reach any kind of Hashivas according to Abai and Rava. Now, here's the question. Before we get Bastia, what is Bastia? So there are two dams in the Rishonim. Rashi, what does Rashi say for Bastia? He says, Nekev noklin mumagupas chavis la riach esayayin levodka umyachol lehiskayim.
Basically, the final step of the wine?
Well, no. Well, you That's want to know whether the wine has aged sufficiently. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem, there's one problem. It's more like a balabatish problem, but it's a good question, according to Rashi. Now, why is it mutter for a goy to do this with the Yisrael's wine? When we say shop your dummy, what does that mean? I know, but what? Why shouldn't the guy be allowed to do with the Jew's wine? What's the worst that could happen? He could make it into Yain Nesach. Apparently, his doing so doesn't make it into He doesn't make it into Yain Shalisser. Now, the question is, according to Rashi, why would I have thought that he does? Because he smells it?
Because he punctures the hole.
Because he's doing it.
No, he doesn't have to puncture the hole. He smells.
He's actually making a hole in the
We make a nekev.
Yeah, so that's him. That's the guy.
The assumption is Bastia. From the context of the Gemara, clearly has nothing to do with making the hole. It's smelling the wine.
That would explain why Reha.
What? An amphora?
I'm just wondering, because when you smell wine, you're supposed to shake it in your glass, it's shown in your glass.
Right.
So I'm wondering if the goy has to.
No, I don't think you need. I don't think you do that here, because here what you have when you have a barrel, the vapor of the wine. I think about a gasoline can. You know, a gasoline can has these valves, because when it's sitting there, vapors are created, and it's gasoline doesn't explode. Gasoline vapor explodes. So you have an amphora. You have an amphora. You have wine. As soon as you make that hole, you put your nose to it. You're going to smell it.
So you don't even need to move around the chavit. I was wondering if that's
Okay, that's a possibility. It's a possibility. But again, based upon what the Gemara says here, the focus seems to be not on moving the barrel, but on the smelling, the way the Gemara interprets the machlokas. Right. Now, so what is the Abigail?
It's an issue whether if you smell it, you get hana from it, and whether that's
considered. No, hold on. But why should a goy be us or be Israel? What's the hava minas? Why? Just because he smells it? Just because he gets hana from it?
Well, the same way if he would taste it, he would make it awesome.
No, but if he tastes it, he picks it up on his hand and moves it.
So he's getting hana from it either way.
It's not because of hana. The assumption is the mythical guy of Chazal runs around looking for open barrels of wine to be mishashech. Okay? We don't have those kind of guyim anymore. I mean, the truth is probably we do. They're just probably very, very rare. You know, every type of mutant behavior exists in a society of 300 million people. So I'm sure there's the Meshach Sheikh Glaze somewhere running around America, but and that's who the Mashkichim are trying to keep out of the wine. But putting that aside, it's the Shichshuch that's a problem, or the Nisuch. You know, it's a miniature form of Nisuch. Smelling, getting Hana is not the problem. Josh?
Why do we have to say that this has a Hana?
So one answer that the Rishonim that is broached by the Rishonim is that it's not that there's a serious hafamina as us, it's just to juxtapose it to the second half. That is one possibility. However, there is another interpretation that the Rishonim offer, which is the following, which is interesting because it almost relates to Nezikin issues, which is it was some type of a tube which you actually would suck the wine out, but you didn't taste it. It only got it to a certain point. I don't know the exact mechanism. And then that's the way you would smell it.
What?
So then the chiddush is the fact that you moved it, but because you didn't touch it, it was only moved through suction.
How are you smelling through?
One sec. Hold on. No, you're not. No, you're sucking it up to get the wine up till a certain point, and then I guess the smell comes forth or something like that. Okay. So there you're actually moving the wine, but because you don't actually touch, the guy never touches it. And he doesn't actually move it be a dime in any way, so therefore that's what the chiddush. Okay.
That's
what
then the sugya might import that language, but it would know that it doesn't have
that,
to contrast
that,
it with the.
It doesn't mean it's correct. In other words, even though they borrowed that language, it doesn't mean exactly the same thing.
But that's why it wouldn't itself.
That's why it doesn't invoke Rav and Levi from Sachin. Okay. Now, so what's the raya from? Haditnan.
Haditnan, Taner, She'esiku b'kimon shel shuma, v'afabo et apat, apat in Paris, v'fi she'ein ba tam kimon, ela reach kimon.
Okay, I see you put in, the
Bach.
Yeah, yeah, but the Bach is wrong.
Okay, so how do I know when to...
I know the Bach or not? Well, most of the time you can ignore the Bach's emendations, or you could always figure it out on your own anyway. In this case, you would figure it out on your own, but you should. The reason I know that, firstly, I didn't check the Kisveyad, but one of the Rishonim, I forget who, here, has a comment, it may be the Ron in the back, has a comment how it's fancy type language. And if it had said, She'ein ba tam kamon ala reach kamon, he wouldn't have needed to make that comment. He's commenting on the fact that it's a very unique literary style, She'ein tam kamon ala reach kamon. And he's commenting, I believe, on the absence of the preposition. Okay. Anyway, you can check out the Mishnah, the Kisveyah of the Mishnah, but I bet your word's not there. Okay, it's not that the Bach, in substance, the Bach isn't wrong. It means, She'en batam kamon el reach kamon, el reach kamon. Okay, in fact, that's an error in the Gemara also. You can see the pervasive influence of the Aramaic, because it's not going to be Recha in the Mishnah. The between Reach and Recha, what is Recha? It means the Reach. The Aleph in Aramaic at the end of a word is the He HaYidiyah of Hebrew. Okay, not in Bavli Aramaic as much, it's true. But the Mishnah will say, El Reach Kamon. Okay, I bet you if you look at the Kisveyat of this Gemara, I'm sure it'll be correct, most of them. Okay, so the Gemara brought a raya, Rava brought a raya for Hishita, that it's mutter to smell the Bastiha from the Mishnah, in Trumos, that there's no problem if you masik the Tanner with Reach, with Kamon, and you bake the bread in it, because you may smell the bread, then you may smell the kamon, but you're not actually tasting the kamon. So let me ask you a question. What does this have to do with the machlokas Abai and Rava? Let me say this differently. What's the problem? What does it mean, Recha lav milsahi? Explain that precisely. We just glossed over it the whole time. What does it mean, Recha lav milsahi?
Doesn't impart status.
Well, it doesn't impart status. Okay. Well.
Don't all these things like true?
That's very nice. But what does that mean? That means if you have bread that smells of kamon, it doesn't impart truma status to the bread. If you have shchuta that smells of nevela, it doesn't impart nevela status to the shchuta. What does that mean by the yayin of astiha? What's that? Okay, exactly. You're being clever and answering question with a non-answer, but point out what the alternative seems to be. Right? In other words, that doesn't make sense in this context. Because this is not about imparting status to the yayin. We know what the yayin is. This yayin's yaynesech. Jeremy?
It's not significant enough to transfer status between one and another.
Okay, and therefore what? What does it mean in Bastia case? From what to what? We're not talking about Ovid Kochavim. We're talking about Yain Shalakum in a barrel, and you are smelling it.
So
you mean I don't become Yain Nesach now? What does that mean?
To transfer
when you transfer something, it goes from point A to point B. What are you transferring, Josh?
Why do you have to even say the transfer thing? I guess not so much spread the word, but say the detection of wrath is not akin to a detection of
time. Okay, so you're not drinking the wine. Very nice. I agree. So I would have said, but what's the issue, Shalom? Okay, so you have to say that Reach is not a substantive piece of the thing itself, and therefore, what? See,
it can't be an attorney. It doesn't count for turn towards Rove. It doesn't count towards the Isser. It doesn't count towards anything.
It's not Hana'a. That's what you would have to say, which is a little bit strange. This is the problem.
All Reach is Hana'a.
That's what I would have said. Now, that's not so Pashut then. That's not so, what? Where's the question is, where's the Hana'a here? Yayin Nesach is namely Asr B'Shtia. It's Asr B'Hana'a. How can Rabbah permit smelling the Bastiha?
Is smelling considered Hana'a, per se? I mean, as opposed to, let's say, selling, like, you know, doing, like, selling it at a store.
You
know.
Make a berkas and that, so, and smell it. I'm smelling.
So, like you won't be here next year when we, 2 years, certainly not, when we do Kol Shah. So, already know, when I do Kol Shah, I have to talk about, there's a sugya there, Kol Reach Umara Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila.
You already know what we're doing in 2 years?
Yes, the master's in my pocket. I don't know if it's officially confirmed, yes.
Present,
because it will. I don't know. Beyond, what's that? Yeah, I know. Okay. Enough. Behave, will you? So the Gemara there has a sugya about Kol Reach Umara Mishum Me'ila, but that may be unique to Me'ila because we do paskin lagabe avodah zarah. This I can tell you for sure. The Isser, the way the Shulchan Aruch and the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Shach all paskin, there is a discussion. Some of you may be aware in this yeshiva. I even saw a little throwaway line. I'm not sure what Rabbi Reis meant to suggest by that in the Hamavasser interview. A throwaway line at the end about there's something about art or something like that, about the discussions between whatever. So some of you may be aware there seems to be some controversy surrounding the art case, the art course. As used to be given Yeshiva College, where one would study Christian art. Now, the Fiani is Dati. It's a davar pashut according to the Shulchan Aruch that there's no isser in being mistakel in Christian art. There is an isser if you walk into a church to look at the picture, even though there are no services being held and there's no marasai, and it's also to walk into a church. I'm sorry, Shlomo, and to be nene the aesthetic hana from the picture, because that's how the Shulchan Aruch, that's how Tosfos and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach understand the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the prohibition of looking at the Demus Diokna Atzma even Bechol. Right? The Gemara says you're not allowed to read the caption under the artwork on Shabbos because you might come to write. Okay? And the Demus itself, it's Asr L'Stakabah Afilu Bechol. That's the basis. Al Tifnu El Alilim. So the way it's understood is that it's an Isser Hana, aesthetic Hana. So if you have a piece of art that's part of a church, it's part of the base of Avodah Zarah, whether it's Noye Alilim or Tashmishi Avodah Zarah or part of the Bayishel Avodah Zarah. So it's usher to get aesthetic Hana. I presume also there may be issues, as some of you, if you read the Rishonim here, you'll see about the question of Efshar Vein Mechavein, but you're probably not supposed to admire the aesthetics of a church, even from the outside. Now, when you're walking by, you don't have a choice, but you see it. But you know, that may be in the Geder, that sugya also in Kol Shah, of Efshar Veloka Mechavein, or something like that. But bottom line is, so why do I mention that? Because this very same passage in Shulchan Aruch deals with the Isser of being Shomei Ashir Klei Shir Shalalim. I don't think this means it's Asr to listen to a Gregorian chant when someone's put it on a tape or to read the musical notes. What it means it's Asr is to listen to the church organ. If you're walking outside, you're not allowed to stop and enjoy the music. Right? Because it comes from Cheftah Shel Avodah Zarah, and therefore you're being Neneh. It's literally, it's a physical aesthetic Hana from Avodah Zarah. And that's why in the same passage in Shulchan Aruch it says, you're not allowed to be Nene from the Reach of the Besamim of Avodah Zarah.
Don't we ask him because of the Ashkenaz that
Christianity
is not Avodah Zarah?
No.
I don't even want to discuss this with non-Jews.
That's just because they're not a dukim b'avodah zarah, so they're not going to run because he makes a good business deal. Doesn't mean he's going to run into the church and slobber all over the galach and give him thousands of dollars and give thanks to his God. That's all. There are lots. You don't have to say that Christianity is an avodah zarah. You just say that ovdei avodah chachavim b'chutz la'aretz are not a dukim the same way that they were in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Eretz Yisrael is a very religious land. Everybody feels passionately about their religion there. Mistama in Rome also, they're a dukim more so, but whatever. Anyway, so bottom line is we don't assume. Some of you may appreciate that little bit channeling of my Rebbe there. Even though he doesn't see, he has his own chumras on the whatever the art course.
But he never graduated.
I don't know. I don't know. These are legendary stories. But the bottom line is, I only cite the Shulchan Aruch not to tell you that it's mutter or usher to take the art course, but to make point out that it's clear by Avodah Zarah there's an isser of aesthetic kana. Aesthetic kana means visual, audio, olfactory. Thank you. Hana is prohibited. It's called hana. There's an isser being nana. So what do you do with Rava here? It's very, very strange. What should that have to do with Reicha Milsi? Now, Sholem was on... It's not how the Rishonim take it, but you... And because it runs against... Well, I mean, some Rishonim will sort of accept that. But the problem is, Rava saying it's permissible to smell should run against the din of Reich Besamim Shalav Odezara. Forget whether Reicha Milsi, Reicha La Milsihi. You're right, Reicha Milsi, Reicha Milsihi has to do with Tam. When I taste something that smells like X... Is that considered as if I'm drinking X or eating X? Not whether or not I'm getting hana. Yeah, John? I think, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't solve our problem here because we don't have the zara. Yeah, so it won't solve. I think that Gemara ends up not being omei lamaskana really. First, the aim omei ila may simply be you don't nachayv to bring a carbon. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's mutar. So the Gemara works on that. I don't remember the exact maskana, but I think the Gemara really backtracks away from that. And certainly in Lagabi Dina Evo Dezer, it seems to be a Dover Pasha. So when we look at Tosos is going to grapple with this issue. Before we go back to Tosos, I want to finish reading the Sugya, but I want you to at least understand that as soon as you read this, the alarm bell should be going off. Alec?
This doesn't necessarily answer the Kasha on Rava, but just wondering that like we had by Tifa's call up, we had Sofoli's Pashid, and that trying to figure out that, I mean, smells generally, it's ironic that on the one hand smell is the most memorable sense, on the other hand it's the most
it's irrelevant, you're smelling it now, period, end of discussion,
right? But it's good.
Here's the deal.
But the food might absorb
no.
it now.
Here's the deal. If I have a piece of tipa that falls on yesterday. If I have a tipa that falls on a piece of meat, and before, now the tipa we assume will be mispatel in the entire chaticha, but let's say before it has a chance to be mispashet in this boiling hot chaticha, I grab the piece of meat and I bite off half of it, and I can taste basar b'chalav. What's the din? Of course I'm chayiv in basar b'chalav, even though it's sofel ispashet. Sofel ispashet only helps you so to prevent what?
No.
Correct. But it doesn't mean it's not basar b'chalav right now. It's just that it doesn't have chanan until it's poshet, up until the point that it's poshet. And by the time it's finished being poshet, it will be poshet in the entire chaticha and you won't taste it. So then you don't say chanan right now. But if you eat it right now, of course you chayiv on it right now. Just as if there's enough milk to aser the entire chaticha to flavor it, but it hasn't yet flavored the edge of the meat... And this is the shach that we did yesterday and there. If it hasn't flavored the edge of the meat, and Elio tells you there's no tam in the end, and you cut it off, it's mutter to eat that piece of meat. You weren't here.
But the Mishnah is that if you cook them together, so the machlokes could be about whether or not sofel is pashit, is that even though...
So coming back to your point here, it doesn't matter what's going to happen to the smell later. You smell it now, period, end of discussion.
But maybe the machlokes is after it's already...
period, end of discussion. Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara goes on.
Okay, Abaye Shani Hatzam, Zimikala Isureya.
The Mikla Isureya. Abaye says, no, that's not a Raya. You know why not?
Because the Isur got destroyed.
The Isur is completely destroyed. Does anyone recognize this answer? You've seen this before. Excellent. Beis Adalam Beis. The Gemara says at the end of the Davashish and Latiran piece there that perhaps. It's not a raya that Davashesh and Latirim b'derabanan is not there's no chumrah by d'derabanan because the Gemara says Shani Hasam demikla kali isura, the isur is really not be'en anymore, and therefore when you're nene from it, and therefore it doesn't constitute a hun, it doesn't, it's already gone, you're not relying upon bittel. Okay, so there's a similar idea the. Abaye, and again, this is not, I don't know that this is Abaye responding, it's the Gemara responding for Abaye, that you could say that case is different because by the time you smell the kamon, the kamon, you know, when the kamon gives its reach off, it's only when it's consumed. And that kind of a reach is not usr because the isr already is no longer ba'olam. And therefore you're getting an effect, an echo of the isr, not the really the isr itself. But ordinarily, if it were the kind of thing, this comes up somewhere else in halacha, where there's a difference between whether the ikar is kala or not. Where is that? By smell. It's whether or not. Oh, no, never mind. It comes up in Kol Shah, by the same issue. If you nene, if you have atzei, the etzem should be aser b'hana. I think there's a discussion there also.
But no, it's not about smelling.
No, it's not about smelling. No, it's about it's like the kamon. It's different. So it's not about smelling.
Is this because it's never found or?
Oh, no. I know what the smell piece is. I mixed up two things. Isn't there something in Ketzem Mevarchem about Berachas Areach? Berachas Areach, whether the ikar is still there or not, no?
What's it called? That incense is called finished.
Yeah, so there was something about that. I don't remember what it is. Okay. So anyway, so Abai would say that it's not considered Reach because it's not really stemming from an Isser, because the Isser's gone already. Okay.
So,
all right, now, but let me make an observation. If you had the machlok, if the Gemara hadn't volunteered a machlokas about as the hezber bastiha, might you have understood the machlokas of Abai and Rava, whether bastiha is mutter or not, without the Gemara providing?
Is it really hana?
Yeah, you might be a machlokas about whether it's really hana, whether it's called hana or not. Now, what would the problem with that be?
No.
Let's say you argue whether machlokas about tanana. What's the problem then? The problem is Rava's kasha to Abaye. Is truma mutter aser b'hana? Okay, obviously, truma cannot be aser b'hana. Why not? Because Kohen eats it. If it died with taina. That outside in the Dharam there's never a situation where one person can eat it and another person is asr b'hana in it. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara in Kol Shah, okay, preview of 2 years from now, that famous sugya which we did a piece of already, Rabbi Abba and Chizkiya, right, whether or not lo sochal implies isr hana. So if I'm not, I could be wrong when I'm saying this, but the Gemara goes through all these isurim in the Torah and asks, you know, why is it according to one that it's asr mutter, whatever, and I don't think they ever talk about the isur nazir. They never asked the kasha about why is a nazir's mutter to be nana from those things. And I think the reason for that is because once something is mutter ba'achila to one person, it can't really be asr b'hana. Can't be asr b'hana. Okay. Anyway, be that as it may, so that would be a problem if you understood the machlokas Abai and Rava as being only about whether this is called being nana from the Ainesach. Okay, so now the Gemara gets to the final piece, one that should look very familiar to you.
So, Amar Rav Mari, tonight.
Kitanoi, and this is really.
Just a repeat.
Right. Now this is a problem. Why is this a problem? It's a problem for Tosfos. What's the problem here? You don't need to read the rest of it. You know what's coming. Well, no. It's the exact same presentation that Ramari made. I presume Ramari made it once. I mean, assume this one sugya is being lifted from the other. I don't know which is which, and it's pretty generic. Amar Rav Mari Kitanoi. And Roda Paschama, and so on. Okay, we're going to get through this. Now, you might ask yourself the question here, which sugya does it... And if you assume the two sugyas are not identical, so if you assume they're identical, and it's the exact same issue, it's kind of irrelevant which one Ramari stated in the context of. If, however, you assume that that they're really two different sugyas and two different topics, and you don't have to hold the same thing in both places, then you want to ask yourself the question, to which is Ramari's really more apropos? Now, also note one other observation, though. There is something that links Abai and Rava and Kamon to the Machlokas Rav and Levi, and what is that? Is the Mishnah of Kamon quoted in the Sugya and Ketzat Zolan? Really?
It is.
No? What are you talking about? Look on the Misaras HaShas and Tanur Shisiko B'Kamon. What do you see there, AJ, on the side? Trumos... What? No. Tanu Shisiko B'Kamon, the previous piece. Not Amar Amari Kitanoi.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Shrumos, and there's no mention of Psachim. Now, you don't need to check the Mesor Sashas. You could just, remind yourself that it's not quoted in Psachim. So, and Tosus would say that it's not related to each other. But what does tie the Mishnah of Kamon to the Machlokas Rav and Levi? The Yushalmi quotes the Machlokas Rav and Levi on the Mishnah of Kamon. That's what I made a whole big deal about yesterday. Right? That really, that part of the Yushalmi is on the Mishnah of Kamon. The Yushalmi links the two. In other words, if you're aware of the Yushalmi, then you have 2 points of contact between the Sugya, 3 points of contact in the Sugya of Psachim. Number one, the language of Reicha Milsa. Number two, the fact that Kamon is relevant to the discussion of Rav and Levi, and it's in the Yushalmi, and it's here. And three, Rav Mari Shakla Vitarya of Kitanoi, and the whole thing. Okay. So if you're Tosus, you really do want to ask the question, to which context is Rav Mari's comments really more relevant? But anyway, Amar Rav Mari.
So Amar Rav Mari Tznai, Haro de Pachama Venotena al Pi Chavit Shal Yain Shal Truma, Rav Meir Oser, Rav Yehuda Matir. Rav Yossi Matir B'Shal Chitin, Oser B'Shal Saorin, Ne, Hasaorin Shovot.
Shasaorim Shovot, okay, my love.
My love, B'Hakam Mifugi, Demar Savar Recha Miltihi, Demar Savar Recha below Klumi, which is...
Okay, now that's more like Rava's formulation later, right. Not the original Recha Lav Milsahi, right? Mm-hmm. Here, by the way, is a place to check Kisviad. Kisviad might level this all out. It might be that it really is the same across the board. Now, who holds Recha Milsa? Who holds Recha Lav Milsa in the Mishnah?
Rabbi Meir holds Recha Lav Milsa.
And Rabbi Yehuda holds Lav Milsa. And, of course, you got to ask yourself the question... What does Rabbi Yosei hold?
Right.
Okay. Okay. You know already that we didn't really want to explain this Mishnah being about Reach. We wanted to explain this Mishnah really being about Mashkim, and that's what's Mashma from the Yushalmi. Okay. Now, by the way, which of the two sugyas does it seem to fit more closely with? Of all the cases that are discussed, which this is one, yeah, it comes closest to Bas Tiha.
It's vapor of Mashkin.
Because it's about one thing flavoring another thing as opposed to a direct smell.
I agree, but in the Machshirin case, it's not about flavoring one another, it's just about whether there's Mashkin there. So in effect, we haven't explained... We have to figure out Bas Tiha. Tosus is going to deal with this issue, but if those of you who might have seen the smaller Tosus will realize that Tosus claims that there's a dual machlokas Abai and Rava, not only whether it's called Hana, but whether it's called Shasiya. That works much better if you're talking about something that you consider to be Mamash or Shel Yayin, or Mamash or Shel Mashkim, not just if it's a smell.
We should make the Mishnah clear.
What's that?
Tosus says that for Yosef, that's what he thinks, that by most Sorin are Shavos, because they're actually taking.
Correct, but that would suggest that the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is also about that. Rabbi Yosei claims Sorona Shovos, Rabbi Yehuda says nothing showy, Rabbi Meir says everything showy.
Right. So
right. Let me frame it a different way. I think that the Rif says this in Chulin, that really the Rif gets around this problem because he's going to read this Mishnah as about being Reach. He says, the Rif says that Rabbi Yosei really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Reich Alam will say, but Sorim is different because Sorim are Shovos. There's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both assume that there's no she'iva here, and therefore they're just arguing about Reicha Milsa, Reicha La Milsa. But Rabbi Yosef believes that Reicha, of course, Reicha La Milsa like Rabbi Yehuda, but so are Mashovos.
But what's there to be she'iva if it's La Milsa?
Mashke Mamish.
From where?
From the wine underneath it. Bread, wine.
Aren't we talking there about a case where it's on where there's a gap and it's sitting on top of the?
That's Yushalmi thought right. that the machlokas was not really connected, could not be connected, that you couldn't assume that mashkim could necessarily go through open space and then through a solid barrel. But for now, for the moment, until we get to the Ukinta, could be you have an open barrel. Right? The Yushalmi understood the Mishnah was talking about an open barrel, but some wanted to extend it even to a closed barrel. But they understood the Mishnah. The Yushalmi read this Mishnah as. Chavis psucha paschama.
Does the peros of mashkin factor into this at all?
I think it's perfectly considered. I said I understood peros means it gives off the droplets.
Okay.
It reproduces or produces. Okay. Go ahead.
So the Rava, Kren Rava, vada itznaihi. It's definitely not good.
See, again, so on our own, we might have said, what are you talking about? According to Rava, nobody holds Recha Milsa. They're arguing about Mamash Shel Mashkim. But okay, here the Gemara doesn't want to say that. Okay, Labaye.
Mile Matznahi. You know, why? Let's make Shalom. Amar Lach, Abaye. Abaye will tell you, Lav Mi Itzmar Lach.
Was it not said regarding this Mishnah?
Amar Rava Bar Bar Chana, Amar Resh Lakish, B'par Chama V'chavet Tucha.
You guys are missing the rest of it, but you listen carefully. We saw this in Sachem already. Divrei.
Divrei Akal, Asura, Asura, it's Asur. B'pat Sonenet V'chavet Migufa.
So if you take the worst of all worlds, everybody asks. You take the best of all worlds, everybody's matir. Okay, the word bad is open, closed is good, bad is hot, hot is bad, cold is good. Now what happens if you have bad and the bad and the good together?
So lo nechafu ela pat chama v'chavet migufa v'pat or kama v'pat sonenet v'chavet p'tucha.
Okay, now how does this help Abaye in this case? Because the closing line of the sugya is
V'hadidi namik parchama v'chavet tucha dami. It's compared to parchama and chavet tucha.
Okay.
So it should be Aser. So everyone holds Aser. So
now, one second. Now, what is the, what is that last line read again? V'ha. Okay, is that what it says in Psachim?
No.
What does it say in Psachim? Yeah, there's no DD there. In fact, I think that there should be a girsa in the Gemara here, HaDD. Something like that. This is a point. Does Tosus on the page say this? I'm glad that you noticed it. I would never have noticed it, by the way. That's like a 4-point shot noticing that. I only know it because the Ramban makes reference to the Sefer HaYashar, or I mean, Tom makes an issue out of this Girsa. We'll talk about that more, what that meaning is at a later point when we deal with the Rif. Okay, but for the moment, for the simple reading, the reading of the sugya in Psachim, and the reading that the Ramban thinks is the correct Nusach here, I haven't checked Nuschaos yet, is V'hainami Kapas Chama Chavis Psucha. So basically, who would be speaking here? Abaye would be speaking and saying, look, they're only arguing by a seal barrow or something cold. But our cases here are open, and maybe are not, they're effectively like hot, even if it's not mamish hot. In other words, you're getting the reyach out. In other words, without any barrier. And therefore, I would say that all the Tanaim would agree with me that under these circumstances, reyach milsahi, and would be awesome. Okay. And what would Rava say? Rava would say, no. Well, what would Rava say, really? He would say that, I don't agree with Reish Lakish. Who says he's right? That's not what the Mishnah says. It's not what the Mishnah says at all. In fact, the Yushalmi, certainly Befeirish, does not hold like this Reish Lakish. The Yushalmi assumes that the Machlokas is Shayach, even by Pas Chama and Chavis Psucha. The Chiddush of the Yushalmi is that the Machlok, that even Rabbi Meir would Aser, even by Pas Tzonenes, and even by... perhaps, as Machlokas, whether he might Aser by Pas Megufa. And the Yushalmi certainly doesn't put them together. It's not clear that anybody in the Yushalmi says that Rabbi Meir would Aser by Megufa and Sonenes. But at least, the Yushalmi for sure holds that Rabbi Yehuda's Mekil, even by Pas Chama and Chavis Psucha. So Rava certainly doesn't have to be bound by Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish is right. Okay. So the question is, ultimately, we've seen the Gemara. We sort of analyzed how you might really be dealing with different concepts potentially here, although clearly there are a number of points of contact between the Sugya Psachim and the Sugya Avodah Zarah. The term Recha Milsa, the Ketanai of Rav Mari, and then, in a sense, although not linking the two sugyas from a Bavli perspective, the fact that the Yushalmi ties the mission of Kamon to the Machlokas of Rav and Levi, and the mission of Kamon is invoked here within the Machlokas of Bai and Rava. So basically, the Rishonim now have a job. This is the way I think you need to, it's very important to understand Rishonim. Just as I always say, we tend to forget that the Gemara is a parish on the Mishnah, there is also a tendency to forget that Rishonim are a parish on the Gemara. And as bizarre as that sounds, I think some of you may understand what I'm talking about. In other words, that a Rishon Shita takes on a life of its own independent of the text from which it stems or the text of which it deals with. Here, I think, is a case, an obvious case, where the Rishonim are first grappling with how to put text together before you get into the issue of concepts. Tosfos is driven by what is going to be the driving factor of Tosfos, for those who might have seen Tosfos. What animates Tosfos?
No,
you're putting the cart before the horse. Why does the sugya here not cite the machlokas of Rav and Levi? It's a glaring omission, right?
If they're equated.
What's that?
If they're equated.
If they, in fact, are equated, right? Now, the on the other side of the equation, there the both the terminology and the use of Rav Mari's Kitanoi would suggest that the two sugyas are dealing fundamentally with the same issue. And it's really around this point, in effect, which one is more adif, that the Machlokas HaRishonim is going to revolve. So let us open our Chulin, and let's take a look at the Rif. Okay? 30-second commercial break. While everybody grabs their local Chulin. Ben, you want to pause the recorder? I'm sorry, I didn't that notice before. Go. That's for the recorder. You know. You should go also, but... Amarav. Just that you shemain. There's a Rashi about this in Chumash actually. Lashad Hashamen, and Rashi talks about the difference where the accent is, right? It's in the Bahaloscha. So Shamein, it's fat.
Not this week's
what? Yeah, it's not this week's parsha or last week's or next week's. I'm sorry, it happens, you know. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So we point that already the asymmetry. The only comment I would make is that. What Rav is assuming Recha Milsahi, but on top of that he has to add the point that in order that there should be Reach, you have to have this one being Mefateh and that one in order to even get the Reach of the Vela. Okay, so Rav really holds that the Azil Shmena Azil Shchuta Mefateh and Lenevela, and because Recha Milsahi, the Nevela now asks the Shchuta. And Levi just says Recha La Milsahi. Levi could perhaps agree what? That Azil Hayim Fatim Lahai, but it doesn't matter because the Nevela is not going to ask the Shchutas because Recha Lav Milsahi. That would at least provide potential support for Paschal, even if you Paschal like Levi, what could you say? You could say that if you're Tzola, Basar Nevela next to Basar Shchuta, this is for Yerodea, if you're Tzola, Basar Nevela next to Basar Shchuta, not in the same Tana, but literally next to each other, that the Shamein can be mefateh in the kachush, and now the kachush can asur the shamein, right? There was no makar for that.
Right.
There was no makar for that, and that was what the Rosh Hashanah wondered about the particular detail in the mechaber. But you could say that Levi is moda to the principle of pitum. He just differs with the issue of whether recha milsa or recha la milsa. Okay, fine.
So that's like bouncing off the oven floor.
What's that?
It's like bouncing off the oven floor.
What?
You can have the status transfer back and forth. The shamein leaves the shmeina, goes into the chusha, and then it leaves the kush and goes into the shmeina, and it's already asur the shmeina because it's coming from the chusha, which is asur.
Yeah, well, Rav says that by reach, and I'm saying that even if we reject Rav by reach, we don't have to rejecting Rav by reach. What I'm pointing out is that Rav's statement, the asim hai mafatim lahai, there's two statements in Rav. One the Gemara doesn't make, and virecha milsahi. Now, Levi disagrees not necessarily on the Azal Hayim Mefatim Lahai. You might agree with that, but he holds that Reich Lam Milsi doesn't matter. But when you put the Mamish next to each other, where everybody agrees that there's a transfer of Tam, then you could say Azal Hayim Mefatim Lahai, and then Azal Hayim Va'osir Lahai Bechulo, because it's a Davar Shamin, it's Mefapeh Bechulo. That's all.
We have it physically already. We have the juice drips out, it gets heated by the floor, and then when it splatters back, then it's considered heated.
But that could all be shamein. That has nothing to do with that. That doesn't have to be shamein and kachosh.
Okay, but it's already takes up the status of being heated by the oven instead of by the...
Okay, but that's different. That's not even about being matan. That's a fact. Okay, I don't think that's fine. Either way, go ahead.
So, obviously, the thought is...
Okay. Okay. Now, go ahead.
How is it possible to Rabusa to Levi?
So now the riff is talking on his own, right? You don't get this so much, right? Usually when the riff does add commentary, it tends to be one-liners. Now the riff is writing at length. So he says that Ravasa Pasku, like Levi, and they prove from... keep continuing. This is the Svara of the Kamoi. That's not enough of a proof, because you need Okay. So that's one raya, the Mishnah, as explained by Reish Lakish.
The ode, the ha honey of Anna Barkina, Sala, Hasha Upa in Hatsu, also upload the Kusa. The Ayi, the Nisa, the Itavia,
the So he benisa the itavia bahade bisra that was in sachem, the fish that was cooked with the meat, and rava mi parzikya prohibited eating it with milk. The alma, it must be the only reason it's asur, is because the reyach abasar, the only reason why it's fleshiks. So that's where their rayas. Okay. Now, what does the riff say? Zal. As he thinks the Kamai Zal are correct, Vahani Rayos. They can be pushed aside. The Ha. So it's an interesting observation. Since when is a Mimra ever a kasha against an Amora? So the riff is, so the truth is sometimes you do have an observation. You won't have an Isve, but you'll have a kasha from an earlier Amora sometimes. Rarely in Shas, you have a kasha from a very early Amora, and why would he be disagreeing with Rav or Shmuel or somebody like that? How could you disagree with him? So the Rif says certainly Levi is Rabbi the Gabri Shimon Lakish. He's earlier than Reish Lakish by a generation and a half almost. Levi's almost a Tana. So Levi certainly has every right to argue on Reish Lakish, and you can't bring a Raya from a Mishnah against Levi when it's only based upon an Ukimta of Reish Lakish in the Mishnah. Now let me just throw in one comment here. Whom does Reish Lakish hold like in the Machlokas of Rav and Levi?
He's arguing Levi than Rav.
AJ says he's arguing Levi, so he must hold like Rav. Obviously, it's a trick question.
Does he hold like Abaye?
That's correct. Abaye came later. At least Levi came before. The answer is, of course not. Reish Lakish could read the Mishnah just the way we want to read the Mishnah, the way I want to read the Mishnah in Mashirin and in Trumos. Reish Lakish doesn't talk about Reich HaMilsa. Reish Lakish could understand that it's Mashkim Amish. Reish Lakish, remember the Yushalmi, which clearly doesn't, the Yushalmi, which Beferish, does not see the Mishnah of Chitim Seorim, the Pas Al Gabe Achavis, as connected at all to Reich HaMilsa. The Yerushalmi discusses the very same issues that Reish Lakish grapples with. And it doesn't not tie to Recham El Sisa. Reish Lakish himself has nothing to do with the Machlokas of Rav and Levi or Bai and Rava. Reish Lakish is just talking about what case of the mission applies. He could be talking about Mashke Mamish. Okay. But the Rif says that even if you want to accept that the Mishnah really does relate to Recham El Sisa, because the Rif accepts that, you don't have to agree with Reish Lakish's Ukimta. Levi could disagree with it. Okay.
I just have a question.
Yes.
But the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish and says, Amar Rabba Baruch Amar Reish Lakish. So, what about Rabba Baruch Amar? When did
he's a Talmud of Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. He's always quoting them. So, it's again no raya that he's. Again, Reish Lakish could have known of the Machlokas of Rav and Levi, but he's not commenting about the Machlokas of Rav and Levi, and neither is Rabba Baruch Amar quoting him. So, it doesn't have to be at all about the Machlokas of Rav and Levi. It's just about how are you Mefarish the Mishnah and Trumos. It's the same discussion that's going on in Yerushalmi about Pas Tzonenes Pas Chama, about Magufa, not Magufa. That's all. It's only when the Bavli in the Sugya in Pesachim and Avodah Zarah, whichever one, ties it to the issue of Recha, so then, if you invoke that Ukimta, or you don't invoke that Ukimta, will determine what the Tadaim hold. As Rabbi Meir clearly holds that Reach is some kind of a problem. The question is, does Rabbi Yehuda ever hold that Reach is a problem or not? And so the whole point of the Bavli is to demonstrate that it's possible that all the Tanaim agree that Reach is a problem. If you understand that the case of the Mishnah is Dafka in a Chavis Magufa or Tzonenes. But it could very well be, that the Amoraim who made that Ukimta in the Mishnah in the first place were not at all concerned about the issue of Reicha Milsa. They were concerned about Mamashas. Okay. Anyway, so the Rif says it's not a kasha, but assuming that, in fact, it is all one big happy sugya, and everybody's going along, so the Rif says it's not a raya because maybe Levi would reject the Ukimta of Reish Lakish. Okay. Virava. It's a fun. You see, Virava Nami. It's sort of like you just finished saying that, well, Levi doesn't have to agree with Rav Shimon Lakish because he's his Rebbe. And Rabbi, who's a Basra, well, he doesn't like Rav Shimon Lakish either. Funny way, it's like, you could have just said, the Amorim, don't have to hold the Reish Lakish. Okay. The Kaimalan. Okay, so parenthetically, this is funny. This is called Kerech Mikan and Kerech Mikan. Well, which one do you want to have it? If Levi is Rabbi Rav Shimon Lakish, then you're not saying Hilchasuka Basarai. If Rava is after Rav Shimon Lakish, then he's not Rabbi, so why does he have Chasuk Vasarai? So you should know on this, although it's not based upon this. I think I mentioned this once before this year. The Ran, and maybe Tosas also, I'm not sure, in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, the Ran on the Rif, says that the rule, how do you know when do you say Ein Halacha Ketalma B'makam Arav, and when do you say Chasuk Vasarai? So his resolution is up until the time of Abayin Rava, we say Ein Halacha Ketalma B'makam Harav. After the time of Abayin Rava, we say Chasuk Vasarai. I don't remember which side Abayin Rava fall on. You have to look up the Ran for that. So anyway, that's what the Rif sort of pulls here, right? Earlier, Levi is Rav Shimon Lakish's Rebbe. And later, Rav is Basarai. You assume that Rav is already is on the second half. Okay, whatever. Certainly, the Rif's point is fundamentally correct. They don't have to agree with Reish Lakish's Ukimta in the Mishnah. Okay? Go ahead. Mehacha, once you remove Reish Lakish's Memra from the discussion. V'kai Malan. It's the Gemara Nehrithin. Okay, fine. V'lo Od. Right, so the Rif has half bought our suggestion, and which is really the Yerushalmi, that maybe the whole discussion of Shoavos is really in the Mishnah is not about Reach, it's about Mamashus of Yayin. So the Rif is Mekabel that halfway. He says that's Rabbi Yosef Sheet, and as Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, Reach Milsi, but he claims that Sorim are Shoavos. Now the truth is that the okay, fine. So let's leave it that for the moment. Fine. So now, Shovas Gufo Shayin V'Lav Recho. It's not just Rech. It's Mamashus. Aval. And since we all know that halacha k'Rabbi Yosef afilu mechavei rav and kavachomer is Rabbi Yehuda with him here, so really that's going to be the winning side. Okay.
The
Ode. Right, the Pasha said that Braisa is Ein Sol and Shnei Psachim Ke'echad Mea Taroves, and the Maskana is the simple reading of the Braisa is Mea Taroves Gufin, not Taroves Ta'amim, because Afilu Gediva Taleh. So the Rif says, the Pasha said that Braisa is like Levi, the Rav. And this is a very, very, very important point. This is something that's certainly in the lexicon of the Rif, and probably in the Rambam as well. I always cite that line. The Magen Mishnah has in Perek Yudalid of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, without going to the Pratim again, I'll just cite you his language.
Where is this Magen Mishnah?
Yudalid Tezvav. The second to last Magen Mishnah.
Of which?
Of Efsha Shedato Zal, he's speaking about the Rambam, She'en Laniach Pshat HaMishnayis V'HaBraisas V'HaMemros Shelow, that didn't do X, that Mnei Sugyahi. Now, there is a sense that there's some, I mean, other Rishonim may have this also, but because the Rambam doesn't provide us with his reasons and his sources, Psah, it's important to remember that he has this in his arsenal, that when the Gemara has a Shinui Dechika and a Braisa, you can't forget that it's a Shinui Dechika, and sometimes that's going to influence the way you're going to Paskin. The fact that the Gemara gives a Teretz 4x, that's very nice, but at the end of the day, that's not the Pashtus in the Braisa. Okay. So here, the Rif, of course, is not arguing that you have one Sugya that's Befeirish and just that there's a difficult Braisa, so we'll ignore the Ukimta and the Braisa. We'll ignore the Kimta and the Braisa and the Beferish Sugya in favor of the Pshat of the Braisa. That far the Rif is not going right now. He's got lots of other Rayas, but it's one more straw on the camel's back. The Rama may sometimes do that on his own, you know, really independently. Okay. Continue. The Ode. This is an unbelievable statement here. The Shayach. It's tied to that memra. You're wondering how so.
I think that's going to come back to haunt us.
The Rif explains. Okay, now we're going to stop with this. I don't know if you. Well, 1 second. I'm not going to explain this right now. I think that it should be obvious, but if it's not obvious because you haven't read it yet once or twice, I'm only going to make one ha'ara here, and we'll continue with this. Two ha'aras. Number one, if you remember, we spoke about the psak of the Rif. How does the Rif paskin, like Rabbi Huda or the Chachamim by Mimimino Labatel? What's the answer to the question? How did the Rif paskin? I should say, how did the Rif paskin originally? He paskin like Rabbi Huda, and he's told us, and then some of the Shonim say, he told us Talmidim to be Magia. Now, if you actually look here, you see the Rif writes Beferish. Not in that context that we don't paskin like Rabbi Huda. And this is Basar Chazara. I think in Avodah Zarah, they may be in parentheses of the Rif. But actually, this is Basar Chazara. Now, the truth is, if I were the Rif writing my commentary, I probably would have done Avodah Zarah first and Chulin, although there's no way to be sure about that. But you see here, the Rif holds not like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, this is consistent with what we know to be the Rif's ultimate opinion. Now, the other Ha'ara is that when you prepare this for tomorrow, and really all that's left to do on the Sugya, and if we get it done tomorrow, the bonus is there's no regular Shir Sunday. I should be around, but there'll be no regular Shir Sunday, so you'll already have your Chazara questions probably in hand by then, and be doing Chazara for the Bechina, so if we finish tomorrow. So we have to do this, and there's two Tosos in Avodah Zarah. One was on the Makaris, one wasn't. The big one, and then the one right above it. So for tomorrow, you want to think about how the next statement in the Rif his next piece, his discussion on Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, is very much tied to what he's saying right now. This is a very novel, very, very novel interpretation that the Rif is giving right now. It's really fascinating. There are problems with it, but it's really fascinating how he's understanding the issue of Rei Chalav Milsei. Very different than everything we said until now. So in light of what the Rif's going to continue to say, think about what the Rif is really saying about the question of Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa in this particular line. Okay? Any questions about before this line? Okay. Good.